It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. A big Hollywood movie is out today. It's about a man who changed the world.
Man is least himself when he talks in his own person. But if you give him a mask, he will tell you the truth.
Okay, well, technically, that's actor Benedict Cumberbatch playing Julian Assange in the movie The Fifth Estate. Released today, the film is based on the real-life events surrounding the website WikiLeaks and, of course, the impact that Assange and others had on the government, the press, and beyond. Our friend Jonathan Zittrain saw an early screening of the film this week. Professor Zittrain, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
First, let's get a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Tell me more.
Well, I liked that it wasn't a typical Hollywood movie in some ways. It was very little triumphalism about anything. The screenwriter, Josh Singer, appears to have gone to great lengths to really tie what he's doing to documented sources. Even as I know the WikiLeaks folks have disavowed the movie and, you know, have a ton of problems with it.
I read that Julian Assange wrote a letter to Mr. Cumberbatch and said, "You will be used as a hired gun to assume the appearance of the truth in order to assassinate it."
I think Mr. Cumberbatch used that to better round out his character and really inhabit the role.
Uh-huh.
And he sure did. So in that sense, it was a movie that I found pretty discomforting because the time it was portraying almost seems like a more innocent time than today.
You're obviously already wearing it, but I was going to ask you to put on your law professor hat and sort of tell me what were some of the issues that were teased out.
Well, as a law professor, I've been part of a cohort that has not been obsessed with law to deal with the problems and issues that come up in the digital space. But I find myself now a little bit coming full circle in that when I see the way in which the use of leaks, occasionally whistleblowing, becomes a cat and mouse game. It's just whoever can get away with what. I can't help but say there ought to be a way for the healthy functions of skepticism, of casting a cold glare on activities going on, that ought to be able to all be accomplished ideally within a system rather than always outside of it.
Jonathan Zittrain at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Jonathan, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Ben.
Google made investors pretty happy yesterday with its quarterly earnings report. Turns out the online advertising business still booming. Google's net income was up nearly $800 million over the same quarter last year. Also, I played this week's game of Silicon Tally with Sam Biddle, editor of Gawker's tech and gossip news site ValleyWag. You can check that out and much more on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.